Diabetes is a scary disease. We know from human medicine that diabetes affects more than just your blood sugar and can have long-term health effects. The same is true for our pets. We are seeing more and more cats and dogs being diagnosed with diabetes. As a result, we're also seeing pet owners becoming overwhelmed with all the information, treatment, and long-term care required for a diabetic pet. Diabetes mellitus, the most common form of diabetes, has two types. When the pancreas no longer produces insulin, we call that type 1 diabetes. When the body isn't producing enough insulin or the cells are resistant to the insulin present, we call that type 2 diabetes. Type 1 is most common in dogs, results from destruction of the insulin-producing cells of the pancreas, and is irreversible. Type 2 is most common in cats and can be triggered by high carbohydrate diets and obesity. In some cases, type 2 diabetes is reversible and cats can go into remission. The symptoms of diabetes are the same across species and include increased drinking, urination, appetite, and weight gain. Left uncontrolled, diabetics can start to lose weight as they break down their muscle for energy since they can't utilize glucose properly. This can lead to a release of ketones and ketoacidosis, which is life-threatening. Treatment for diabetes involves insulin injections, diet, and weight management. The idea of giving your pet twice daily injections can be daunting. It is important to know that the injections are small volumes, and are given with food as close to 12 hours apart as possible. Most pets tolerate this very well. Some cats even start to present themselves for their injections. Okay, they are most likely there for the food, but they stay for the injections. Also, the needles are extremely small, and only cause a small pinch. If you have ever had your blood drawn, that needle used for a blood draw is about 8 sizes larger than the one used for insulin. It is important to use the needles provided by your veterinarian, as insulin is dosed by unit, not milliliters, so specially calibrated syringes are required. In order to determine if your pet is on the correct insulin dose, glucose curves are performed at the clinic, and if you are willing, they can be done at home with a home glucometer. There are pet calibrated ones, but any glucometer can work. Curves are performed regularly until your pet's blood sugar levels are normalized and then the frequency is reduced. Your pet's diet may or may not need to be changed. Early in diagnosis, we want to get to a lean body weight, as this helps with glucose control and may decrease the amount of insulin required. Like I mentioned above, some cats can go into remission and will not need insulin anymore, sometimes for life, or for a few years. Quick treatment and an appropriate diet is key. Diabetes in cats is often triggered by being overweight and fed a high carbohydrate diet. By starting insulin therapy and feeding a low carbohydrate, high protein diet, normal insulin levels can be restored and injections are no longer required. Ideally, we are looking for less than 7% of the diet's metabolized energy to come from carbs. This information can be hard to find in some foods, so talk to your vet about diet options for your cat. Also in cats, small meals throughout the day is better for their glucose control than too big meals, which is preferred in dogs. In dogs, no diet has been proven to be the best. It is dependent on the individual. Dogs who require weight loss benefit from higher insoluble fiber levels and lower soluble fiber levels, while normal-weighted or underweight dogs require less fiber. Your vet can help tailor any diet changes to your pet. In short, diabetes is a lifelong disease. It does require a commitment to treatment, including daily injections, but dogs and cats tolerate it well and can have a good quality of life after diagnosis. Dr. Courtney Andrews is a veterinarian at Lockerbie Animal Hospital, a graduate of the Royal School of Veterinary Studies and dog mom to Argyle and Einstein. Animals and Pets is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.